Sometime during the summer of 2016, I was researching a walking tour around Boys Vane, and I came across a photo. It's a photo of three men standing beside a truck that's laden with crates. The truck is backed up to a brick building that has a sign describing it as the Manitoba Cooperative Egg Station. The telltale spire of the United Church is in the background, making the fact that the photo was taken in my hometown instantly recognizable. And the thought that there used to be an egg grading station here, right here on Main Street, is just fascinating to me. Like most of us North Americans, and especially as a millennial, I've become lazy in thinking about where my food comes from. I mean, you buy eggs in a store, right? They arrive, like everything else does, in a truck from somewhere else. The story attached to this photo reported that during the peak season, from April to May, employees were known to work 16 hours a day, Sundays included. I couldn't imagine such a bustling scene as that, surrounding eggs. I had so many questions. Luckily for me, there was someone nearby who could answer them for me. Welcome to Vantage Points, where we explore the history of southwestern Manitoba. I'm Tiana Neufeld.
We held two eggs in each hand, and you swiveled around and looked at the light. You swiveled around and put it up, put it down. Change. You learned to just the two in each hand, you know. Mm-hmm. And it had to be a real perfect egg to be an egg.
This is Bern Minchell. She worked in the Melitta Creamery, which is some 80 kilometers west of Boise, Maine. She was born in 1925 and worked in the creamery in 1944. At the time, she was a young bride and eager to keep herself busy while her husband was overseas fighting in World War II. I sat down with her, alongside one of my board members, Bill Warren, to ask her what went into grading eggs 74 years ago.
My brother worked at the creamery as a butter maker, and then four of us girls worked at the creamery. Mm-hmm. I worked at the creamery when my husband was overseas, grading eggs, mm-hmm. putting butter in the pound, you know,
yeah.
For shape into pounds, and grading eggs. And I was just thinking about those grading eggs.
What makes a perfect egg?
Well, it depends on your yolk, of how white, how nice it is. This light shows everything.
Oh.
This light shows a complete.
So you can see through
just
the egg.
Just like to take a picture of x-ray today.
You can see through the egg.
Mm-hmm.
She's referring now to a process called candling, named such because in the beginning, the light of a candle was used to illuminate an egg. Candling can reveal the size of the yolk and whether or not there are any cracks in the shell.
And then the bee would be a little bit darker yolk. Not a lot, but this was hard to distinguish between an A and a B. Of course, a C was a crack. You know, crack. They all went different crates.
Yeah.
And the D was any blood in the yolk or anything. Oh, and that went to D.
I think it's remarkable that the Melitta Creamery had six full-time egg handlers who worked almost day and night during the peak season. Though the eggs were available for sale locally, most of them were shipped out. The creamery also started a hatchery in 1951, which sold 1 million chicks to farmers and households in the surrounding area.
Well, we run the dairy right there, but milk cows by hand. Did everything the hard way back then. You didn't have any of this. Washed and scalded all the bottles, pints and quarts. And we sold milk for 24 pints for the dollar and 12 quarts for the dollar. And then we were able to get it up to 20 pints and 10 quarts.
In addition to grading eggs, Bern and her sisters delivered milk.
When we first started the dairy, my sisters delivered it in pails.
Mm.
And then it got that as it came down, we had quarts and pints.
Mm-hmm.
We were kept busy, and we had to get up and deliver milk before school. There was two of us my youngest sister and I had one route, the north route, and the other two had the south route. And we delivered every morning before school and at night. And I used to dread at night because it was dark early and Townsend's had a bull right near us. But we did it, and we didn't have the clothes you have today. It's just a different life.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed every bit of my life.
The Melitta Creamery closed in 1982. Today, there is no place we can go to see people grading eggs by hand. These days, egg production happens in giant facilities that are a ways off the main streets of our small towns. The Vantage Points podcast is a project of the Turtle Mountain Service Plains Heritage Association, For more information, check out vantagepoints.ca.